வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a lecture given by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 5th of December 1972 in Ahmedabad, India.
Rotarians, ladies and gentlemen, I thank you very much for your kindly inviting me this evening to speak something on Sanatan Dharma. Sanatan means eternal, and Dharma also means eternal characteristic. Just like every ingredient element of this world has got a certain type of characteristic. As I have been introduced, I was manager in a chemical factory. So, you know that every chemical has got a certain characteristic. Its color, its taste is the granules in pharmacology and pharmaceutical formulas. Each and every chemical is tested according to that characteristic. That characteristic is called dharma in Sanskrit word. Dharma is not a type of faith as it is explained in English dictionary, a kind of faith. Faith you can change. Today you are Hindu, you can become Christian next day. Or today you are Christian, you can become a Mohammedan next day. So political field also changing faith. So, dharma does not exactly mean a kind of faith. It is characteristic. Just like sugar is sweet, that is the characteristic of sugar. If sugar becomes pungent, then that is not sugar. That is something else. It may be some other thing. When you go to purchase chili, you must taste it, whether it is very strongly pungent. You do not expect chili should be sweet, then it is not very first quality chili. Similarly, we have got characters. We living entity, we are individual living entity, we have got characteristics. That characteristic is service. All the ladies and gentlemen who are sitting here, if we ask you what is your characteristic, you come to the conclusion that my characteristic is to serve. Somebody is serving in the office, somebody is serving in the government office, somebody is serving as minister, somebody is serving as governor. It is supposed to be that he is master, but actually he is servant. In family also, the head of the family, he is thinking that he is master, but he is servant. He is servant of his wife, of his children, even of his paid servant, because he has to satisfy everyone, not only one. But so many members of the family, he has to keep them satisfied. Otherwise, they may not be very much happy. So, the nature of living entity is to satisfy other, paraspara. and that business of satisfying others, serving for others' well-being, that must be sanatana, eternal. Our characteristic, service, is eternal, and that should be eternally engagement. Here, in this material existence, I am serving, but my service is not eternal, because I am changing the body, or I am changing my profession. Sometimes I am serving this party, sometimes I am serving that party. So the conclusion should be that Sanatana Dharma means that the living entity is eternal. He must seek out his eternal service. That is called Sanatana. Sanatana Dharma does not mean that having a great, big tuff and pillow, or dressing in a certain manner, or that everything are changing. That is not Sanatana. Whatever is changeable, that is not Sanatana. Sanatana, try to understand. Sanatana means eternal. And the living entity being eternal, he must have some eternal engagement. That is called Sanatana. Here in the Bhagavad Gita, the word Sanatana has come in many places. In one place, second chapter, 24 verse, it is said, akshidvayam adajvayam aklidya asubhusya evacha nitya sarvagata sthanu tachulayam sanatana. Nitya, nitya sarvagata sthanu achaloyam sanatana. There are many other symptoms of the living entity. They are described in the Bhagavad Gita very nicely, positively and negatively. In some of the verses, the definition is being given in negation. It is not this. God, with our blunt material eye, we cannot find out where is the soul in this body. Therefore, Krishna is describing the characteristic of the soul in a negative way in several verses. And you know that sometimes it is required, according to logic, that definition by negation. It is not this. I cannot express for the time being a thing what it is, but I can distinguish what it is not. Similarly, at the present moment, everyone is under ignorance. He does not know what is this soul. That is the basic principle of missing point of this material civilization. I talked with many big professors in Europe. Most of them, they do not know what is the soul. When I was in Moscow, I had the opportunity of talking with some professors. One of them was very interested, Professor Kotovsky. So he said, Swamiji, after death, everything is finished. So I was simply surprised that a responsible professor, teaching staff, he is completely in ignorance about the existence of the soul. So that is the defect of the modern civilization. One who is not perfect in knowledge, he is as a teacher. He is passing on as a teacher. Andha jathandhai rupaniya mana stepi satantra urudami badhya. Andha means blind. One blind man, he is trying to help other blind men. So what is the use of such advancement of education? If the teacher himself is blind, then what is the use of taking knowledge from him? That is going on. So the effect of the modern civilization is andha jathandhai rupaniyamana. Very few men know what is the ultimate goal of life, what is soul, what is God, what is our relationship with God, how we have to lead our life to achieve the ultimate goal of life. These things are very missing. We are trying to follow the same principles of animals. Animals, they are concerned with eating, sleeping, sexual intercourse, and defense. Ahara nidra bhayamai tunancha. Samanamitat pasubhinarana. So they have got these propensities, animals. And we have got the same propensity, saman. We are similar to the animal in the matters of eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. But then where is the distinction? Just like animal eating on the floor, we are eating on the chair and table or nicely prepared foodstuff. That because we are eating on tables and chairs, we advance. It is the same. Eating means to maintain the body and soul together. So, by advancing in the modes of eating, that does not mean advancement of civilization. Advancement in the modes of sleeping, that does not mean advancement of civilization. Similarly, advancement in the modes of sexual intercourse, it does not mean the advancement of civilization. Or advancement in defending, discovering atomic bombs for killing my enemy, that is also not advancement of civilization. Advancement of civilization means how much you have advanced to know the soul and the ultimate goal of the soul, how the soul is transmigrating from one body to another. Dehinasmin jatha dehi kaumaram yaupanam jara tatha dehantaram prapti dhirastatva namaiya. We living entities, we are also living entities. Similarly, God is also a living entity. Nitya nityanam, chetanas chetananam. He is the supreme living entity. Just like we have got leader in every society, in every country, just like in our country, you have got the president, the chief Indian, or in America, Mr. Nixon, his chief American. Similarly, there must be one chief leader of the whole creation, and that is Krishna. There must be a leader, that is that indication we get from Vedic Kathopanishad. Nitya Nityana, who is God? God means the chief of all living entities. It is not very difficult to understand. Just like in order to manage the whole government, we require a chief man. In order to manage a big establishment, we require a chief man. So why not this cosmic manifestation, the whole cosmology? Why not a chief person? That you do not know. Still you are passing on as advancement of education. That you do not know. Who is the chief? But we can understand from Bhagavad Gita. Maya dhakshena prakriti svyate sacharacharam hetunani na kauntya jagat bhi parivartate. We are big, big scientists, philosophers. We are trying to understand the activities of the material nature. We cannot go beyond that. That is also very important. Our understanding of this material nature, how it is working, how things are happening in a systematic way, how the sun is rising in due time, how it is setting. There are so many things we do not know. Just like we are trying to go to the moon planet, but why we are becoming failure, at least up to death. They say that there is no living entity in the moon planet, but here we find in the Bhagavad Gita, Nitya Sarvagata. The living entity is everywhere. At least we find on this planet, even in deserted place, there are a certain type of vegetable that is living in, sometimes a microbe, sometimes insect. So, the statement of Bhagavad Gita is sarvagata. Living entity is everywhere. We practically see in our experience, we find living entities, the aquatics in the water. We find living entities within the earth. There are so many insects. We find living entities in the air. We find living entities on the land, in the sky, and so many places. So, this is confirmed. Sarvagata, Nitya, the living entity is eternal, and he is everywhere. Sarvagata, Sthanu, Achuloyam, Sanatana, Sanatana, concluding Sanatana. So this Sanatana Dharma means that to find out the eternal engagement of the living entity. At the present moment, the living entity is changing the position. As we change our position, even during this life, sometimes I am working in this office, sometimes working in that office, sometimes this way, sometimes that way. Similarly, we are changing eternally. We are creating our desires within the mind, thinking, feeling and willing. And according to the thinking, feeling and willing, we are getting a certain type of body one after another. This is the process. Dehinasmin jatha dehi kaumaram jovanam jara tatha dehantaram prapti. Just like in this span of life, I was a child. Everyone was. Everyone remembers. Then I became a boy. I was playing. I can remember what I was doing in my childhood, boyhood. Then I became a young man. That also I remember. But those things have passed as dream. Now I am a different condition of life as old man. But I, the spirit soul, I remember that I was a child, I was a baby, I was a boy, I was a young man, now I am old man. So the conclusion should be that although I have changed my body, I remember all these things. So the body and the remembering capacity mean the subtle body, thinking, feeling and willing. That is called subtle body. We are now encased in two types of body, just like you are encased with sat and cold. Similarly, I or you, living entity, is encased in two types of body. The subtle body is mind, intelligence and ego. And the gross body is made of five elements, earth, water, air, fire and ether. These are very nicely explained in the Bhagavad Gita. So, actually my position is that I can go everywhere. Just like we are trying. Because I have got the desire to go to the moon planet, to the Venus planet or any other planet. And we are trying. We are scientific knowledge. But because it is gross material, we are not yet successful. But the point is that I have got the desire. to go to this planet, to that planet, just like we make tour even on this planet. We want to go this place, that place, that place. So this is natural. Therefore, here in Bhagavad Gita it is said, sarvagata. You can go everywhere. There are innumerable universes and there are innumerable planets of different nature. And you can go sarvagata, sthanu, rachulam. So according to the different features, we get just like the aquatics. They have got a different type of body. They can very easily and very pleasingly, they can live within the water. But if you are pushed within the water, you'll die, you'll suffocate. So, by nature's way, there are different types of body. They are going to the moon planet, but to live in the moon planet, you require a different type of body. That we get information from Vedic literature. So, we get information from Bhagavata. Anyone who is promoted in the moon planet, he gets duration of life for 10,000 of years. Similarly, if you be able to go to the highest planet of this universe, which is called Brahmaloka, then you get your duration of life that is described in the Bhagavad Gita. Sahasra yuga parjantam arhat jat brahmano vidu. Sahasra yuga means one yuga, combination of this yuga, satta, treta, dapar and kali, it 4,300,000 of years and multiply it by 1,000. That is the duration of one day in the Brahmaloka. So, in different planets, you have got different standard of living, you have different standard of duration of life. Just like there is so many distinctions, even on this planet, our standard of living and the standard of living of Europeans and Americans are different. Practically, common man, when he goes to the Western country, from the materialistic point of view, one sees, oh, this is him. So many nice motor cars, so many nice roads, so many nice skyscraper buildings, standard of living, so nice, earning money, facility, material happiness. So it may be taken as him, although it is the same planet. So we can very easily imagine that from the description of the Shastra, that there are different types of planets, and different types of standard of living, different types of knowledge, not different types, advancement of knowledge. In this way, you go higher and higher. There are higher planetary systems. This is called Bhuloka. Above these, there is Bhuvaloka. Above that, there is Saraloka. Above that, there is Janaloka. Above that, there is Mahaloka, Satyaloka, and Brahmaloka. Similarly, down there are different planetary systems. But we living entities, we are traveling according to our desire, according to our plan. God is everyone's heart. Ishara sarvabhutanam riddeshe arjuna tishtati. God is staying. He is there as Paramatma. He is so friendly to the living entity. That information we get from Vedic literature, that God and the living entity, both of them are sitting on the same tree. The same tree is this body. So, within this body, within the heart, I am sitting there and God is sitting there also. So God is simply observing what I am doing, what I am desiring, and He is giving me opportunity. All right, you want to do this? Do it and take experience. And the living entity is enjoying. It is compared with the tree because the living entity is enjoying the fruit of the tree. And the other living entity, supreme, Paramatma, he is simply witnessing. Witnessing and giving you the result of your fruitive activity. That is called karma. So, these things are very subtle matters. And we have got very, very scientific, authorized information of these matters. But people have become so degraded, they do not want to take any information of the soul, of the transmigration of the soul, of God, our relationship with God, what is the ultimate goal of life, why you are put into this miserable condition of life. Janma, you may say that I am very happy. I may say I am very happy, but actually there is no happiness. How there can be happy? Janma, happiness, janma mitya jarabhyadi dukkho dosa anadarsana. Actually, who is in knowledge, he should know where is happiness. I do not wish to die, I am dying. I do not wish to be diseased, I am diseased. I do not wish to become old, I am becoming old. But where is my happiness? This is called maya. There is no happiness, but still he is thinking that he is in happiness. This is called illusion. So, this is the animal is in illusion. A hog is eating stool, but he is thinking that I am enjoying, very nice. He is becoming fat. This is called illusion. You are not happy. Nobody is happy in this material world. Therefore, the inquiry should be, that is the Brahma Sutra, that is the Vedanta Sutra, Athata Brahma Jigyasa. Akhata Brahma Jigyasa. This human life is for understanding Brahma. What is that Brahma? Absolute truth. That is required. If you are simply engaged, animal life, eating, sleeping, mating, then where is the distinction between animal and us? There is no such distinction. So this Krishna consciousness movement is very, very important movement. We are trying to educate people to understand his self. Self-realization, God-realization, the duty, the aim of life. What is the aim of life? This is not aim of life. Simply we forget, forgetful of ourselves, and we are thinking, big professors, they are thinking, oh, after finishing this body, everything is finished. No, that is not. Therefore, it is stated that Sanatana means eternal. And God is also eternal. And there is a place also which is eternal. This place is not eternal. Just like your body is temporary, similarly the whole material creation which you have got experience, you have got full experience, whatever little experience you have got, that is also temporary. That is not Sanatana. This whole material world is not Sanatana, eternal. It is temporary. This body is also temporary. So our knowledge about this body and this world, insufficient knowledge. Therefore, because we are eternal, we must find out an eternal place and we must serve the eternal supreme. That is called Sanatana. This is Sanatana. So you are teaching that Sanatana. So I am very pleased to meet you. You are all selected, respectable ladies and gentlemen of this city. So, try to understand this movement very seriously and be benefited. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
You said that we have to search after that soul and that is a group service we are speaking. But what is the way to do it?
What is that we are teaching? You become our student, you will learn. Yes.
Peace or knowledge. Is knowledge sufficient to cause peace? Or we must find out some matter, some way. Anyway, without knowledge, then peace can be there.
Yes. If you have got right knowledge, then you have peace. And because you do not have right knowledge, you do not have peace. Peace is dependent on right knowledge. The right knowledge is as described in the Bhagavad Gita, Bhoktaram Jagatapasam Sarvaloku Maheshwaram Sridang Sarvabhutana Gyata Mang Shanti Michet. This is the process of attaining peace, Shanti. What is that? To understand that God is the proprietor of everything. But that we do not know. We are thinking, I am the proprietor of everything. This is not knowledge. Bhoktaram Jagutam Sam. He is the supreme proprietor and enjoyer. But mistakenly, we are thinking, every one of us thinking that I am the enjoyer. And then other point is, Bhoktaram Jagutam Sam Sarvalokamasa. God is the proprietor of all places, all planets, all. But we are thinking, and we, Americans, we are proprietor of this force, and Indians, we are proprietor of this force, and but actually we are not proprietor. I say to Americans several times that 200 years ago, you are not proprietor of this land. You came, you migrated from Europe. And now who can say after 200 years we will remain the proprietor? But the land is there. So this temporary proprietorship is also ignorance. Bhoktanam jagatavasam sarvalokamahesam sridam sarvabhutanam. God is the supreme friend of everyone. He is sitting within the heart. He is trying to advise me. My dear living entity, you do like this. In the Bhagavad Gita it is said, sarvasachaham ridhisannivishta. I am sitting in everyone's heart. Matta smiti jnanam apohanancha. Due to my presence, one can remember, one can forget. Forget all. That is due to the super soul. Vedaishta sarvai aham eva vedyam. By knowledge, Veda means knowledge. By advancement of knowledge, one should know what is God. That is perfect knowledge. Otherwise, the eating, sleeping, mating knowledge is there in the animals. This is not knowledge. You must have perfect knowledge. Then you will be happy. Then you will be peace. And if you are misguided, bewildered, mad, then how you can be happy? So, this knowledge is attained as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Bhavanam jalmanavante. After struggling many, many, birth after birth. Bhavanam. Bhavanam jalmanavante jnanavan. One who is actually knowledge. One who is wise. Manaparpadvati. He surrenders unto me. Vasudeva sarvamiti. Samahatma sudurlava. When you understand, Vasudeva, Krishna is everything, that Mahatma is very rare. So if you get perfect knowledge, if you surrender to God, then you'll be happy. Otherwise there is no possibility. You go on struggling. What is that?
Is there any proper method to contact Atma or self-contact?
Yes, Atma is there.
Any method of contacting
it? Yes, therefore your material method is imperfect to detect where is the soul. The soul is there and the dimension is also there. 1/10,000 part of the tip of your hair. So you have no eyes to see. But soul is there. That is evident. But as soon as the soul is gone, this body, beautiful body, is a dead lump of matter. That distinction is there. Therefore, we have to hear from the authority. What is that soul? Therefore, Krishna is describing. First of all, he said that there is soul within this body. Dehinasmin jatha deha. Dehinasmin jatha dehe kumarajo. Because the soul is there. Therefore, we are changing. Different types of body. And it's like because you are living, therefore there is coat and shirt. But if you are not living, what is the use of this coat and shirt? There is no question of coat and shirt. Similarly, because the soul is there, therefore the body has developed according to the desire of the soul. But it is very, very minute. Without these blunt eyes and blunt senses, we cannot catch it. But there is, we have to conceive it from the authoritative statement of higher knowledgeable person. Just like we are trying to learn from the Bhagavad Gita as it is being taught by Krishna. So things which are beyond your perception, you have to know it from authority. Just like the example, who is my father? We cannot make any experiment. We cannot apply experimental knowledge to find out who is my father. That is not possible. But how we can know? The knowing, I can know from the authority of the mother. The mother says, this gentleman is your father. We have to accept. There is no other experimental. Similarly, the soul, which is beyond the perception of your material senses, you cannot make an experiment. You have no means. But you try to perceive that what is that thing missing, that now the body is dead. Now there is something. What is that something? That you have to learn from the authority, Krishna. Dehi nasmin jatha dehi. There is a dehi. There is a proprietor of this body. And he is changing from one body to another. This you have to understand from the authority. From experimental, you have not learnt it, never you will be able to learn it. No, not the scientists can discover. If they could discover, then no man would die. The medical science, if it could discover. So there are so many anomalies. Therefore you have to learn it only from the authority. And there is no other way. Shruti Pramana. Shruti Pramana means evidence from the Vedic knowledge. There is no other way.
Sir, you said, Sarendra, Manasa Vacha Karmana, Mamekam Sharanam Raja. Now, does it mean that the initiative from the human being is completely surrendered to the Almighty God? And if it is surrendered, is there any initiative left in the human being?
Yes. Because our present position is to defy the existence of God. This is our present position, material life. There is no God. God is dead. I am God. You are God. This is defying the authority of God. Therefore, to understand God, you have to surrender. Otherwise, it is not possible. You cannot defy and at the same time understand God. That is not possible. Nāhaṁ prakāsa sarvasya jūgu māyā samābhṛtam. You cannot understand God by challenging. Why God? Suppose we go to the president of our country, if I challenge, Mr. President, what is your value? Can you tell me what you are? You cannot know? No. You have to surrender, you have to become friendly and serve him, please him. Then he will understand. Sevan mukhe hi jivadu swayam eva spuratkada. You cannot challenge. Just like the sun is not visible at night. If you challenge, oh sun, can you show me where you are? No. You have to wait for his mercy. In the morning you'll see. This is the process.
Sir, my question still remains unanswered. I said when human being surrender completely, as I said, manasa vacha karmana.
Yes.
Now, the initiative is completely taken away from the human being.
Yes.
How is the human being going to continue in this world if it has to exist? And if the initiative is not left to the human being, as you say, the God is there and God has to be accepted. When my father, his father, his great grandfather, everyone says that the God exists, I will be also telling my son and his son and his son. This is passing on that there is existence of God from mouth to mouth. And now because there is a world like God, do we blindly surrender to him an identity which human being has not seen?
No.
No one in the world has seen that there is God.
You cannot say that no one has seen. You have not seen.
I have not seen.
That's not. You cannot say others. No, no. First of all, you should withdraw. You have not seen. But you cannot say others have not seen.
I have not seen.
That's all right. Then you have to learn how to see. Then you have to learn how to see. You cannot see. You remain ignorant, fool, and you want to see God. You have to learn how to see God.
But But then, sir, do we...
First of all, you take this, that you do not know what is God. Now you want to see God, therefore you have to learn how to see God.
Sir, I presume right from the beginning that the human being surrenders to God.
That is the first principle. That is the first principle.
How is the initiative left in the human being?
We are teaching, this Krishna consciousness movement is that you surrender to Krishna. Just like Krishna says, you surrender unto me. That is Krishna's version. Our version is, you surrender to Krishna. Therefore, there is no difference between the versions.
But he says that why should that surrender should be? That we know that we are not realizing ourselves.
Because you are becoming old and you do not want to become old. Therefore, to save yourself, not to become old, you have to surrender. Every religion will say that you surrender unto God. Either Krishna consciousness or Christianity or Mohammedan, what is the same? But we are teaching the same thing, but in a very easiest process. That is our creed.
But how long we have to surrender?
So long you do not die. Then why are you asking questions? If you have got the knowledge, then why are you asking?